Studio Classroom is here for you. It helps you in all you do. It helps you know you do. So tune in and now enjoy the fun.
Hello everyone, my name is Garrett, and today is a great day to learn something new.
So let's do that together, friends. My name is Anne-Marie.
And you're joining us on Studio Classroom. Friends, we're continuing a travel lesson that we started yesterday.
That's right. We're talking all about Charleston, where Southern hospitality shines bright.
Yes, this is a city in the American Southeast. There, you can experience great Southern hospitality, food, and even some history.
That's right. We talked about how you can do all of these things, and you should do most of these things by getting around the same way people who live there do, and that is by walking.
All right, let's go for another stroll through Charleston, where Southern hospitality shines bright.
Charleston, where Southern hospitality shines bright. Charleston also offers countless walking tours that share deeper stories about the city's colonial era. You'll hear of its role in the Civil War and about the lives of slaves who built and sustained it. Museum homes like the Hayward Washington House or Aiken Rhett House offer an even closer look at 18th and 19th century life in the southern U.S.
Hi everyone, welcome to Language Lab. I'm Jack. 首先我们来看 colonial 这个形容词，意思是殖民的。譬如 The museum has a colonial building built during European rule. 这座博物馆有一栋在欧洲统治时期建造的殖民建筑。与 colonial 相关的名词是 colony, 意思是殖民地。譬如 Australia began as a British colony in the 18th century. 澳洲在18世纪开始成为英国的殖民地。另一个相关名词是 colonization, 意思是殖民化、殖民统治。譬如 colonization often changed local cultures, languages, and traditions. 殖民化往往改变了当地文化、语言与传统。
All right, you're out for a nice walk through Charleston, but what if you don't understand the things you're seeing? Maybe you can go for a tour.
A walking tour, to be specific, Garrett. Let's learn about that here in this next part.Charleston also offers countless walking tours that share deeper stories about the city's colonial era. Now, we see a word there that we need to talk about. It's that word countless.
Yeah, so how many walking tours are there exactly? We're saying that you can't even count them?
That's basically what we're saying, that there are too many to count.
For example, there are countless stars in the sky.Of course, friends, there are way too many to count. That doesn't mean there isn't an actual number, technically.
And that's what we mean with these walking tours as well. Of course, there is a certain number of them, but there are so many that you couldn't count them yourself.
We continue on. You'll hear of its role in the Civil War and about the lives of slaves who built and sustained it.
Now we're learning a little bit about Charleston's history, friends, and we find out there that, yes, there were slaves and that they sustained the city here. Now, this word sustained means kept going over a long time.
Or that someone kept something going for a long time. Here's another example sentence. The city has sustained its beauty for years with constant upkeep.
Yesterday, we talked about how the Civil War was a really important part of American history and how the first shot fired did happen there in Charleston.
Yes, so you can learn about that history and about some of the slaves, or people who were kept against their will, how they actually contributed here.
Yeah, exactly. We learn about something else here in this next sentence, museum homes. Now, museum homes, friends, are historic houses that have been turned into museums. This is so that people can go into them and see how people lived during that time.
For example, we toured beautiful museum homes on our family vacation. Now, Anne-Marie, this is my first time hearing this term, but it makes sense. I think one of my favorites is the Anne Frank House in Amsterdam.
Ah, have you been there before?
I have been many times.
That's really neat. And yes, I have been to some of these museum homes in the South as well. I'm always struck by how beautiful those homes are and how well they have been preserved. Some of these museum homes also have furniture in them that was common to that time period, and maybe some other things set up as well to help you feel like you were in that time.
Yeah, and you can see these kinds of places in many different areas around the world. Well, here we're saying museum homes like the Hayward Washington House or Aiken Rhett House offer an even closer look at 18th and 19th century life in the southern U.S.
So in this area, there are normal museums that you might be familiar with where you can go to a building and look at artifacts, but there's also these museum homes that you can tour as well. Do you have a preference between these two types of museums, Garrett?
I think I would enjoy both of them. I do like regular museums, depending on what they have. If it's just paintings, I get a little bit bored.
Yeah, that makes sense. I like both of them as well. All right, friends, well, we have more to learn about Charleston and all that you can do there in just a moment. So let's get on with our next reading right now.
Charleston, where Southern hospitality shines bright. When you've had your fill of historic Charleston, drive to a nearby beach. Cross the Arthur Ravenel Jr. Bridge to reach Sullivan's Island, known for its quiet beauty, or head to Folly Beach to enjoy swimming and surfing.
Known for something 这个片语意思是以什么闻名以什么著称譬如 Paris is known for its art, fashion, and food 巴黎以其艺术、时尚和美食闻名另外来学两个片语 Link to something 它的意思呢是与什么有关与什么相关譬如 The illness was linked to polluted water and plants这个疾病与受污染的水源和植物有关。而另一个是 associate with something, 意思是与什么联想在一起,与什么相关联。譬如 ,the color yellow is often associated with sunshine, 黄色常常与阳光联想在一起。
Alright, you've enjoyed a lot of what Charleston has to offer, from a walking tour to visiting a fort.Now, let's go a little outside the city.
All right, there's more to do than just walk around the city. You can also go to the beach. We read here, when you've had your fill of historic Charleston, drive to a nearby beach. We learned yesterday that Charleston is a coastal city, so it makes sense that there's a beach there.
Yes, there are great beaches to enjoy. You can cross the Arthur Ravenel Jr. Bridge to reach Sullivan's Island.
Sullivan's Island, okay. And what is Sullivan's Island known for? Well, we find out here it's known for its quiet beauty. Or you could go somewhere else. You could head to Folly Beach to enjoy swimming and surfing.
Ooh, sounds like a good time. Let's head over there. Oh, let's talk about this phrase, head to. When you head to a place, you go toward there.
Here's an example of how you could use head to in a sentence. let's head to the park now. The idea here is that it's time to go there. We can move in that direction.
Yes, you can head to Folly Beach. Now, friends, we wanted to talk about that name of this beach. It uses that word folly. Folly describes a foolish or silly idea.
So here's how you could use that word folly in a sentence. Building without a plan is pure folly. It's foolish. It's a silly idea.
All right. Now, Anne-Marie, I am from the west coast of the United States. I know a lot about California beaches, but can you tell me what beaches in this area are like?
Sure. So some beaches in this area are traditional sandy beaches, and some of them do have rocks on the beaches as well.
How's the water? Is it warm enough to swim?
It can be, but oftentimes the Atlantic Ocean is quite chilly.
Okay, so think about that when you're on your trip. Maybe it'll be a nice summer idea for something to do.
Yeah, usually if you're wanting to go to a beach and planning to swim, summertime is a better time to do that.
Okay, so you can enjoy all those things in the city and also spend some time outdoors at the beach. There really is a lot to do here.
There certainly is, swimming and surfing included. All right, friends, well, we are not done just yet, but right now it's time for us to take a break and take a deep dive.
Deep dive.
Hi, friends. Let's take a deep dive into the English language together. What are we looking for today? The satisfying phrase, have your fill. Imagine it's your birthday and there's a huge table of your absolute favorite foods. Pizza, chocolate cake, ice cream, French fries, and gummy bears. Those are my favorite foods. You eat and eat and eat until your stomach says, okay, that's enough. You've had your fill of all the goodies. That happy but stuffed feeling, that's exactly what this phrase is about. Have your fill of means to have as much of something as you want, usually until you're satisfied or even a little tired of it. It can be used for food, fun activities, or even things that aren't so great. For example, after 3 hours at the water park, the kids had their fill of sliding and splashing. Here's another. By the end of summer vacation, I had my fill of video games and was ready to go back to school. Here are two similar phrases. Get your fill of is almost the same and very common. For example, come to the festival. You can get your fill of cotton candy and carnival rides. I once went to an all-you-can-eat buffet and tried to have my fill of sushi. Big mistake. I could barely move afterward, and my tummy was not happy. These phrases are perfect for talking about having plenty, whether it's wonderful or way too much. Thanks for diving deep with me. Stay afloat. Until next time.
Charleston, where Southern hospitality shines bright. No trip to Charleston would be complete without a visit to one of the region's most celebrated estates, Magnolia Plantation and Gardens. Magnolia Plantation, founded in 1676, is one of the oldest public gardens in America. It's famous for its romantic garden design and amazing variety of plants and animals. Visiting in early spring, when flowers bloom in vivid pinks and purples, is especially lovely. Return to Folly Beach and relax with a sunset stand-up paddleboard SUP tour. Watch the sky change colors as the sun drops toward the horizon. It's a quiet, glowing finish to a wonderful visit to Charleston.
At the end of the day, the sun slowly disappeared below the horizon. 当一天结束时，太阳缓缓地消失在地平线之下。Horizon 字尾加 AL， horizontal 就是形容词了，意思是水平的。譬如 ，The artist used horizontal brush strokes to create a smooth, even texture on the canvas。画家用水平的笔触在画布上创造出平顺均匀的质感。片语 broaden one's horizons 的意思呢是拓展视野，开阔眼界。譬如 ，learning something new can broaden a person's horizons。学习新事物可以拓展一个人的视野。好的，今天的 Language Lab 就到这里喽，我们下次见。
We're almost done talking about Charleston, friends, but we do have a few more places to look at.
And we have a great phrase to look at the beginning of this next sentence. Let's read it together. No trip to Charleston would be complete without a visit to one of the region's most celebrated estates, Magnolia Plantation and Gardens. We see no trip to a place would be complete without.
All right, let's define what this means. It means that when you go somewhere on a trip, you must do or see this one thing. Otherwise, it feels like that trip wasn't complete. You didn't finish it.
Here's an example. No trip to Paris would be complete without going to the Eiffel Tower. If you visited Paris, it would be crazy not to see the Eiffel Tower while you were there.
Right. Could you imagine?
I couldn't. So that's what the sentence is saying, is if you visit Charleston, you have to go to Magnolia Plantation and Gardens.
And we described it as an estate. This is a large property or lands that often has one big house or maybe even multiple big houses on it.
Here's another example. The estates have lovely gardens. We also see a related word here, friends, and it's that word plantation. This is a large farm that's growing one main crop.
For example, the old plantation in our neighborhood grew cotton. Now, often when we talk about plantations, these were very popular in the American South and also in some of the islands of the Caribbean.
Yes, and when we say plantation, we're often talking about a very certain time of estate at a very certain time in history.
Absolutely. So if you'd like to go and see those, you can travel to Charleston. You can see Magnolia Plantation and Gardens.
Let's learn more about this place as we read on. Magnolia Plantation, founded in 1676, is one of the oldest public gardens in America. It's famous for its romantic garden design and amazing variety of plants and animals.
Okay, so there's a lot of variety there. Visiting in early spring, when flowers bloom in vivid pinks and purples, is especially lovely.
It does sound like a nice place to visit, especially in the springtime. But now we're going back to another place that we already talked about, Folly Beach.
Oh yeah, we talked about that in our last section. Here we can say you can return to Folly Beach and relax with a sunset stand-up paddleboard or SUP tour. I feel like in the U.S., we usually say the whole thing, stand-up paddleboard.
Yeah, I think you're right about that. Do you remember talking about stand-up paddleboarding a long time ago on Studio Classroom, friends? Let's review what it is together. This is when you stand on a board and you paddle in the water.
Here's an example sentence with this term. We tried stand-up paddleboarding on the lake. Now, a paddleboard that you use for this is a lot like a surfboard, though it's sometimes a bit bigger.
Have you been stand-up paddleboarding before, Garrett?
I have not, not yet.
I would love to try. I've noticed that a lot of places that offer stand-up paddleboarding are very scenic and very beautiful. So not only can you enjoy the sport, but you can enjoy the view at the same time.
I think that's one of the differences between this and surfing. When you're surfing, you're very focused on the activity itself, whereas stand-up paddleboarding is a bit more relaxed.
It also seems like it could be easy to take a break if you get tired. You can just sit down for a minute. That's not always true with surfing.
Absolutely. Okay, so you can do this at Folly Beach, and they say you can do this at sunset. That is sure to be beautiful.
It is. Let's read this sentence, friends. Watch the sky change colors as the sun drops toward the horizon. It's a quiet, glowing finish to a wonderful visit to Charleston.
Ooh, it does sound great. And I think the idea at the end here is very interesting. On a trip, you can go to one place during the day, go do some other activities, and go back at night for a totally different experience.
Yeah, just like we talked about with Folly Beach. It could be fun to swim there or surf there during the day, but seeing it at sunset as you do stand-up paddleboarding would be a totally different experience.
Even some places inside of a city can be like this. Maybe a restaurant serves very different things during the day and at night. Or they have very different kind of musical activities at night.
This reminds me of what we were talking about at the beginning of yesterday's lesson. When we asked that question, how do you soak up the atmosphere of your city? And I specifically said that my city at nighttime is the best time to visit because it feels a lot different going from day to night.
Absolutely. Well, friends, hopefully you are learning a lot about Charleston. We have a little bit more to say, but first we need to go to today's usage tip.
Hi, I'm Rex. 今天的 usage tip 要来看非限定关系子句简化为分词片语的句型，像是这一句。Magnolia Plantation, founded in 1676, is one of the oldest public gardens in America. 这当中的 founded in 1676 省略了关系代名词 which 和 be 动词，留下 founded 代表被动语义的过去分词，对前面的先行词提供补充说明，所以即使移除后也不会有影响、主要子句的意思。另外这个子句如果放在句的中间的话，前后都必须加上逗号。来看一个例句。The castle built in 1388 is one of the oldest buildings in France. 这座城堡建于1388年，是法国最古老的建筑之一。
Well, friends, we've come to the end of our article all about Charleston, and that means it's time for us to ask our Talk About It question. Here it is. Would you like to visit Charleston? Why or why not?
This is an easy question, Anne-Marie. I would love to visit this city. Part of it is I am also from the United States, and yet this city is so different from where I grew up.
What's different about it?
Well, the food that they serve there, it sounds like the buildings are very different. And I know the culture of the people is different as well.
That Southern hospitality is what you're talking about there. Actually, I have visited Charleston before, friends. It's been a long time, and I enjoyed a lot of those historic landmarks and even saw some of those beautiful museums. But I didn't enjoy as much food as I wish I would have, so I would go back just for the food.
Yes, I would love to have lots of that food, lots of fried chicken, lots of other special Southern dishes. I don't think I'd have very much sweet tea, though.
That tea seems way too sweet for me. Well, friends, we hope you've enjoyed this month's travel article. Make sure to use the words you learned in your magazine today and practice using them in some sentences to improve your English. That's all the time we have for today. My name is Anne-Marie.
And my name is Garrett. We'll see you again next time right here on
Studio Classroom. Bye.
I am so proud to have you in my life. A good friend lasts a lifetime.